Hello, family. We are so excited that you are tuning in. Welcome to a especial edition of The Pulse. My Spanish wanted to come out. Today is May 14, and I want to start with you with a scripture found in 1 John 5:1-4. And this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. Wow, what a powerful reminder that God hears us, he sees us, and he moves on our behalf, on behalf of his people. Amen. Today, we have a very special episode. I'm so excited because Pastor Troy will be speaking to us, and he sent us a video. He's been traveling across the globe, and he will be back this Sunday. You guys just saw the sermon series promo, y'all. It's going to be amazing. Pastor Troy is starting his sermon series, Justice League, and I'm just so excited. Let justice flow like a river, Amos 5:24. I am so pumped. I am so excited. You're not going to want to miss it. We have three services, 9 a.m., 11:30, and one of my all-favorite services, 1:30 overflow service. If you don't know what overflow is, come and see for yourself. Spontaneous worship. We have baptisms. We have word. We have prophetic words. We have communion. So I want to encourage you to be in the house this Sunday. We have Pastor Troy, Pastor Leanna will be back. And also we have attorney Ken Paxton. I am so excited to see what God does in the house. It's going to be amazing. If you can't join us, you know what? It's okay. You can go to odx.tv and we will be live in all our platforms. All right. Enough about me. Pastor Troy has brought a word for us today, and I'm so excited because he has taken the time to go away and spend some just alone time with Pastor Leanna, but also to hear the Lord and seek the Lord. And I am so excited because he's speaking to us about how to walk in discernment in the middle of it all. And also, he will be bringing updates about rescues and what God is doing here in-house. So get your notes ready, get your Bible ready. Take the moment right now to like, to share, to comment, to repost. When you do that, we love to say here in-house, this is how you are able to be a media missionary. All right. Don't forget to invite someone, comment, and tag their name at the bottom because this might be a word for them for today. Get ready for the word and watch this.
Hey, guys. Blessing and peace on you. Troy coming at you here strong. And, man, been having a time of my life and looking forward to coming back, but had to get away for a little bit, and it's been really good. I got away for a couple of different reasons. Number one, I got away so that I could have a second honeymoon with my bride. Yeah, we've been together for 37 years. We've been together for 40 years, and I didn't want to wait another 3 years. Yeah, I didn't want to wait, so we didn't. And we've had a wonderful time, and yeah, we have. I caught a big monster fish, and Leanna and I have really enjoyed each other, and we've really heard God speak on this trip in a really big way. The other reason why I got away was because I needed to finish a book, and I'm not yet finished, and because it's a heck of a work. It's called Altered State, and it is on spiritual warfare in these last days. But you know what? One of the things that I wanted to share with you that God has been talking to me about, I've been sharing with some of my closest counsels, the guy on the counter, the guys on the counter, Tony Merkel and Brian Schwartz and Alan DiDio and Joseph Z and Darren Stott. And I've also got another council of guys, the guys on my board. I also have my council of guys that are my elders, and they're not all guys, they're guys and girls. When I say guys and man, I mean like human being and guys, as in, hey, guys, like the group of people. But, you know, it's very important for us to know our pronouns in these days. But I have been asking the Lord a lot and really seeking God a lot. It's been on my heart a whole lot about, am I effective in the kingdom? And just coming before the Lord and saying, King Jesus, I just so want to be effective. And even as I say this, you know, we're cooperating and cooperating, I should say, that's the right word, and actually working with an amazing rescue team that we're about to rescue 40 people this coming weekend. I can't even tell you what country it's in. It's not in the United States, but it's another nation. and it includes adults and children in this ring. And another group is going after a teenage girl who has a baby who is missing, and that is within the United States. Our team just got back from Durango, Mexico, and they actually went to our rescue home where our girls are raised that we partner and cooperate with this amazing group down in Durango, Mexico. Our work on the border is going very good. Our work in Branson, Missouri to get that home is moving forward. We just now secured a safe house. I have to be careful about what I say, in Central Texas. Buying another property there for that, and that's going to be a huge place of operation and also a tremendous place of rescue. And yeah, the church is doing great. I'm coming back this weekend. Attorney General Bill Paxton is going to be with us. I'm starting a brand new sermon series that's on justice and how that the Word of God says, let justice flow like a river, and how that we need to be people of justice. And what does that look like? Because it looks different among Christians than it looks like to the rest of the world. When you can tell it's of God, when justice is of God, it's beautiful. When it's not of God, it's horrible. And I'm going to be preaching that this coming Sunday. Then Sunday night, I'll be in Washington, D.C. And then I'm even meeting with the Speaker of the House in Washington, D.C. And I've got some next level meetings and some incredible things. So, yeah, I'm busier than I've ever been, even in a time where I'm getting away. But still, just because you're busy doesn't mean that you're impactful. And I'm like been really coming before the Lord going, God, what if I am impactful? What makes me impactful? What do I need to lean into more? And what do I not? And I can tell you two things that I've been sharing with my counsels and with my friends. There's two things. One is this. Our ability to be able to overcome complex issues is huge. Our ability to be able to overcome. So think of all the scriptures in the Bible. Overcome, overcome, over. To him that overcometh. There's 16 promises in the book of Revelation just for him that overcomes. And our ability to overcome. And so, and having to, there's a lot of things, man, that I fight that I'm just not equipped for. Man, I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough experience in. I don't really know what to do. And the discernment in that is the way I'm thinking, is it of God or is it not of God? It's not, is the situation of God or is it not of God? It is the narrative and the conclusions I'm coming to. And so then I have to be able to find the counsel to be able to actually overcome things. You know, with our Branson property, we've had big issues with us being a ministry in Texas, trying to get banks to work with us to plant a ministry in Missouri and start housing girls there, pregnant girls there. And, you know, we've ran into some things I haven't ever ran into before because I've never built a place out of state before. Okay. But I mean, it's okay. We're overcoming it. But again, if I'm going to carry out the dream, we got to be able to overcome those things. And it's not guaranteed that we will. It's just guaranteed, man, that we're in the fight and that we're definitely going to try. Right. We just overcame some tremendous things in Uganda with some property and some housing in Uganda that I'm working on up by the Sudan in partnering with Sam Childers, who's the machine gun preacher, who I love. I love his ministry. I just love that guy. I just love him. But we did overcome it, and it's happening, and I praise God for that. And then also, too, we overcame this thing with this property in Central Texas, and we're working with several other ministries in cooperation with that. And we had to overcome a bunch of stuff, and guys, we did. And so we had those breakthroughs. So I'm like, okay, I want to say it again. Our ability to be able to overcome complex issues is one of the things that makes us effective or ineffective in the body of Jesus. So if you're a pastor and you got a mean board member and you don't know how to overcome it, you got to overcome that. If you're a pastor and your church is just not making a big difference in the community and it seems to be dying up, you have to overcome that. You got to wrap your head around it. If you're a nurse and you're facing hostility with, you know, people that you work with, man, you got to overcome that. If you got to get extra licensing, you got to overcome that. So our willingness to grow is a huge part. Our willingness to have a yes in our spirit and to lay down our life and step it all up one more time is a huge, huge thing that makes us effective or not. And I think that that's one of the reasons why the American church has been so ineffective over the past several decades, is because we've accepted narratives and come to conclusions that we had no discernment for. We thought it would be good to grow our church by becoming seeker friendly and turning it over to the enemies of the Lord, and or whatever it is. And it's like, no, you got to be able to overcome things, and you have to be able to deal with the yuckiness that goes with all that. And so I just want to encourage you in the midst of your yuckiness and say this to you, man, that it's okay. Hey, overcome it, figure it out, get committed. Ask for wisdom from the Lord. Ask for counsel. Amen. Wisdom and counsel are two things that God Almighty will definitely set up. Come before the Lord and say, create in me a clean heart concerning this thing. And God, renew a right spirit within me concerning this thing, because the yuckiness has caused me to ball up and just go, I'm just going to go eat worms, or I don't know, something. No, we have to be able to overcome the complex issues that we fight as human beings and as ambassadors for Christ, the ability to overcome. And I want to give you the second one. The second one that God Almighty has been talking to me a lot about is, man, we have to be able to handle persecution, hostility, and outright hatred of hateful people. If we cannot overcome that, we're done, and we will be ineffective. And we'll become timid, and we will become small as far as being impactful in the body of Jesus. And my goodness, the level of hostility from fellow Christians coming against Christians, secular Christians coming against supernatural Christians, Calvinists coming against evangelicals coming against charismatics coming against whoever. Yeah, guys, No, listen, you have to be able to overcome all of that terrible hostility. I've seen some very good friends of mine this week who have been just attacked on every level because of these narratives that are coming from the government and because of their place in it. And I've seen that this week with the terrible things that have happened, you know, with the death of Joni Lamb. Oh my goodness, what a terrible tragedy. And my gosh, when we have to lift up the body of Jesus, I've seen very close friends of mine, people dedicate their whole ministries to attacking them over things that they're not in agreement with. Well, my friends have to overcome that. And I want to tell you, they will. They will. And we have to overcome hostility and violence and hatred and slanderous words and accusations. And your ability to overcome that will either make you effective or ineffective in the body of King Jesus. And that's the day that we live in. You know, thank God that, you know, you're not a Nigerian Christian that has to deal with the murder and the rape of the Muslim hordes that have invaded their nation. And if we don't stand up against them in our own nation, we'll have to do the same. And you'll be just like Britain. You'll be just like Europe. You'll be just like France. You'll be just like those countries. No, we will have to stand up. But with that said, I want to say it again. Two things that make you effective or ineffective that King Jesus has been talking to me about is, number one, the ability to be able to overcome the complexities of the things that we live with. The second one is the ability to be able to overcome persecution, hostility, and just the mess. You know, where I've been here the past 3 weeks, and again, we started off in Japan. And we actually did a bunch of ministry in Japan. We had a great time. Oh, my God, I loved Japan. It's my first time to go there. And I loved the nation. I loved the people. I loved the food. I loved the body of Jesus there. And I loved the cherry blossoms. I loved it. I loved the country. I loved how clean it was. I loved how safe it was. I loved everything about Japan. I did. And we're going to do some huge things with the body of Jesus in Japan. We are. And I can't wait to stand up and to help those guys. But then from there, Leanna and I had been on again, just a very real vacation slash retreat slash getaway, to make sure that we fall in love with each other over and over again, to make sure that I win her heart over and over again. You don't just take 30 years of marriage as granted. You don't just take it for granted that, you know, that that just automatically happens. Also, too, I had to finish two different books. I finished my very first novel, the very final edit. I finished it, and it's done now. It's done. It's getting cleaned up, and it'll come out this year. And then I'm also working on a book for my publisher, Destiny Image. And it's called Altered State. And then I got to get ready for this coming Sunday and my new sermon series that's on justice. It's called The Justice League. And Attorney General Bill Paxton is going to be with me this coming Sunday. And that's a really big deal because we've had all these attorney generals from all these other nations join us. I've never had an American attorney general with us before. And so it's a great honor to have the attorney general of the state of Texas, you know, actually with us. And then I'll be in Washington, D.C., as I've already stated. But I have been in the midst of seeking the Lord, in the midst of doing the things that we got to do, in the midst of all that, I just feel just such a huge burden to share with you today, to be determined to be more effective than you've ever been in the body of Jesus, for the body of Jesus. Overcome what you need to overcome. Do it by the grace of God. Get wisdom and counsel from the Father. Wisdom, which means you're going to have to apply to wisdom. And this comes from the fear of the Lord. And we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So, like, how does that work? It works like this. Okay, I got this issue, you know, concerning my house or concerning my finances or concerning my relationships or concerning whatever it is. Okay, I fear the Lord and I want to be impactful. And I have to be able to overcome this thing. I've got to be in a better place. I have to be able to do that. Okay, you fear the Lord and you step up into the place that He wants you to step up to and be in His servant and be in His ambassador and be in His child and be in His friend. And in being a go-getter for the kingdom. So you say yes to that and you step up into it. Go, I will apply my mind. I will consecrate my life to overcoming this thing. And so you go for the wisdom. Then you go for the counsel, which is the network of people who know what they're doing within that arena. So you have to be an overcomer. And then secondly, you say, I have to be able to overcome the hatred and the hostility and the counsel of the wicked, the congregation of the wicked. You have to be able to overcome that, and you cannot be heartbroken. What I was going to say was that I had some hostility come against me for just a brief moment. It wasn't that big of a deal, but you know, I brought my hat, my cowboy hat. I wear my cowboy hat everywhere, especially when it's cold, and I knew that we were going to be in a cold place. And I was all suited up and I had my cowboy hat on. And there was a guy who came across me that just hates Americans. And he hates Americans. He hates Texas. He was from a foreign country, obviously. And he attacked me. And I was like, whoa, he told me to take my hat off, said I was being disrespectful, said that I was in the minority and that I had no business wearing a hat. If there's anything in the world that would trigger a Texan, is somebody attack his hat. And it was. And I want to tell you, I didn't like it. It made me feel yucky. I barked back at him. And there was about a 10-second struggle where I was like, okay, this is about to get ugly. And it already was ugly. He attacked me for no reason and was just very disrespectful and ugly to me. And literally attacked me for wearing a cowboy hat. And this is the kind of thing that happens if you travel through the world today. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, I had a grace for it. And many of you are not going to be proud of me for this, but I took my hat off. Because everybody there was watching. My wife was with me. My friends were with me. And I had to decide in a moment, was I going to let this guy ruin my trip? Or was I going to make it about me, about my rights, and me making a stand? And I want to tell you, disaster averted. And he continued to yell at me after I took my hat off, and I did correct him for that. I said, I took it off and you're being hostile and you need to quit it. And his wife shut him down. And it's okay. It really is okay. Well, I've struggled inwardly with it. I have struggled. And there have been times where I just thought, I'm just going to go find that guy and I'm going to go set him straight. And I'm probably going to have to clean him up a little bit. And like, that is the stupidest thing in the whole world. Why win the battle and lose the war? And like, okay, you know what? That was actually a good exercise for me in a moment where I was having fun, where I was super relaxed, where we're having a great time. I just get attacked for no reason. For no reason whatsoever, except for the guy hates me. And he had a devil and he was on assignment. And I decided to change the narrative. I decided to answer his hostility by being humble. And I was humble, even though I said, I don't know what country you come from where you're not allowed to wear a hat. I said, but where I come from, we're allowed to wear hats. And he said, well, you're in the minority here, and that's disrespectful. And I was like, wow. I mean, let me know I was in the minority. When in fact, I wasn't in the minority. I'm not. I might have been as far as people, but I have Jesus with me. And me and Jesus against, we actually are an army of one. Plus, I have my wife there. And if I would have started getting ugly, she would have corrected me. But I'm not here to be ugly. I'm not here to lose my cool. I'm not here to any of those things. So I just took my hat off, told him, I've taken it off. You need to quit yelling at me. You need to stop that. And I barked back at him, said, quit it. You need to quit. You need to get out of my grill and you need to stop it. And his wife stopped it. We went, okay, got it. And so there you go. Now that I've said that, your ability to be able to handle hostility. And in that case, I wasn't being persecuted because I was a Christian. I was being persecuted because I'm a Texan, because I'm an American, and people hate Americans. People that hate freedom, they hate Americans. Okay, well, look, you're going to come across that. And I wish I could save you from that. I wish I could save me from that. I wish everybody that saw me on the internet would agree with me and think I'm funny or think I'm cool. It's not going to happen. So my ability to be able to deal with that and find the peace that passes understanding, to be able to know that I'm centered in Jesus, I'm seated in Christ, and Christ lives within me, is my ability to be able to carry his manifest presence with me everywhere. Yeah. So here's to you in overcoming hostility, and here's to you in overcoming very difficult circumstances. Yeah, I get it. I really do. And here's to you being able to walk with your chin up and go, yeah, you know what? Whatever the problem is, it's not going to be me. Unless you're the devil. Then the problem will definitely be me. I love you guys. And I'll see you all on Sunday at Open Door Church. Boom.
Wow. What an amazing word from Pastor Troy on how to walk with discernment in the middle of everything. Wow. Y'all are going to want to replay this. The notes that you guys took, please share them. This is a word for now in the midst of everything that is going on. But get ready. Pastor Troy and Pastor Leanna are back this Sunday. We just want to remind every single person, spread the word that Pastor Troy and Pastor Leanna will be back this Sunday. And we have a special guest joining on, Ken Paxton, Texas Attorney General. Wow. What an amazing day it's going to be on Sunday. So y'all, we want to encourage you to join us at 9 a.m., 11:30. This Sunday, Pastor Troy and Pastor Leanna are back. We are just so excited. Thank you, y'all, for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. We pray that today's message encouraged you and reminded you that God is faithful in every season. And we will see you next week on Tuesday. I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. See ya.